CBS Television evidently wants to create a reality show based on its most popular situation comedy of the 1960s. The Beverly Hillbillies featured a fictional backwoods clan transported to a rich Los Angeles neighborhood. In the new show, an actual rural family would be plopped down in Beverly Hills so the rest of us can get a good laugh as they cope with the good life. Bad taste? Probably, but nothing new. In fact, this story reminded us of a skit from the 1970s on the National Lampoon Radio Hour, which crossed the taste threshold on the same general subject. Here's an excerpt.
The Immigrants. This week on The Immigrants, The Hillbillies.
From every hillside in Europe, discontented hillbillies voice their dissatisfaction with living overseas. From Switzerland.
I don't like it here in Switzerland.
The pants are too short.
Yeah, and those frog skiers coming over the hills causing trouble.
The cheese got holes in it.
And hell, I'm a Baptist. I don't want to guard no pope.
From France.
I don't like it here in France. Everyone's so snotty.
Yeah, I can't read the menus.
And everything here is so expensive.
In America, you don't have to dress up, and you can get Levi's real cheap.
From Italy.
I don't like it here in Italy.
I'm tired of sharecropping grapes.
Yeah, and losing our land to those big olive oil barons.
Yeah, I got six little bambinas and a fat mama mia, and I can't hardly make it on the lira I earn here.
Yeah, and here you can't get no D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And so the Great Migration began. Throughout Europe, the roads were choked with hillbillies from every country.
Howdy. Going west?
Yep.
Where you from?
I'm from the Urals, out Russia way.
The Urals? I got some kin up there. Do you know the Fedeyevich family?
Yeah, Natasha Jean's a good friend of mine.
She is? Well, she's my cousin.
From such diverse seaports as Southampton, Rotterdam, and Marseille, they embarked on the arduous sea journey that would cost some of them their lives, and many their lunch.
Hey, strap that mattress to the side of the ship.
All right, Paul.
Grandma, you ride up on top.
On the top?
Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm going to love it in America. I hear they got eggplants the size of your head.
Eggplants the size of your head?
Yep, and they got goiters as big as eggplants.
Why, they got heads big as your goiter.
And eggs the size of headplants.
I'm going to get me a 56 Ford and put it up on blocks right on my front lawn.
I'm going to get me a pickup truck and drive up and down the main street as long as I like.
And so they traveled, first into the heartland and then into the heart of America, where their contributions are woven into the fabric of American culture. Hush puppies, rickets, black lung disease, fender skirts, cancer of the lip. The list goes on and on.
Next week, on The Immigrants, the albinos, the pale pink-eyed people.
Harold Ramis, John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Bob Perry, Brian Doyle Murray, and Joe Flaherty in an excerpt from the National Lampoon Radio Hour.